This is the Everyday Health Hacker Podcast. Here are your hosts, Mike Herzing and Dr. Lisa Liao.
Hey folks, welcome everybody to the Everyday Health Hacker Podcast. I'm Mike Herzing, and this is a great day. I tell you what, we're having fun. The show is brought to you from right here in Sugar Land, Texas, the Meridian Health Institute. And this lady here, right here, Dr. Lisa Liao, this is her brainchild. This is her idea. And that's the reason we're here, because we need to find out what's been going on with you.
And we're going to talk about Team Meridian and what we do. You know, this past week, every week we all meet together and we just really work on working to help each other. And what can we do to support each other so that we can help our patients? And so we've really been concentrated as everyone is going back to work in the workplace. We're getting a lot of phone calls on anxiety. So our medical and our dental division, we're all working together because, you know, the other day we were all talking about the meaning of life. And, you know, we talk about what is the meaning
of
life.
We were just
talking about that a second ago. You were asking the doctor what is the meaning of life. And the meaning of life to us is finding your purpose. And what is your purpose is sharing your gifts. So, you know, discover your gift and share your gifts. And here at Meridian, that's what we do. And those calls that we're getting with the anxiety, the overwhelm, the stress of returning to work, what we have decided to do over the next quarter is provide support through podcasts, social media, LinkedIn, Audio Boom, Apple, Spotify, whichever platform that you are using, so that if you need 5, 10, 12 minute little pick-me-up, we're here to support you during that, because I want patients to really to depend on themselves to decrease their anxiety and not always have to go to medications. Now, medications are there. However, we don't always need them. Sometimes it's just tools that we're teaching. So that's what we do for each other here at Meridian, is that each of us is a tool. And trust me, we're all tools.
In a nice way. We're not meaning the, you know, no, not that way.
We're not being mean at all. No,
but honestly, gosh, but you're right.
It is helping each other.
But medication all comes with a price.
Medication has a firm price. It affects your liver, your kidneys. Right. It can affect your brain waves later. So it's finding that Zen moment through what I always share is bringing Western and Eastern medicine together so that we can do what's best for the spirit as well as your physical and your mental health. And that's what we're doing.
Absolutely.
We're working together.
Because this lady right here, talk about stressed out right here. How's the website going? Oh, you know, so she goes berserk.
And what do we do? Because it is. I mean, the building a website has been a journey. And for all you business owners.
That's what she calls it.
I do. I call it a journey because every day is it's truly a present. And I have learned more about social media during the pandemic as a whole new education.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of small businesses have gone through that. And as we're opening up, more people are coming back to work because there's positions and there's need for it. We're here to support them. And that was part of the journey with the website,
is
a place to be able to go and find the podcast really quickly. And I found out the hard way that there's all these links that have to be placed in. And so, again, it's an
education. It's as tough a job as being a doctor.
I mean, it is a full-time job. Absolutely. But we don't believe in jobs.
And
we believe in careers.
I'm not good enough to do it.
We don't believe in retirement because we love what we do.
That's right.
And that's what we want everybody else to find, is find what you love, and we're going to hear, we're going to support it. Obviously, websites are not what I'm going to make my next career in. I'm definitely going to stay in the field of medicine. And I just appreciate all the support from all that you do with Let's Talk Wheels and with everything that we do in social media. So I really appreciate it.
Yeah, I know, but it's all good for people. I mean, I had nothing but great response from some of our friends and listeners, some listeners from my radio show, Let's Talk Wheels. And it's just, everybody loves to see you and talk to you, because you're just like
so sweet. Thanks.
You know, a little ray of sunshine. And you know, really, it's not drugs or anything. She's really like this all the time.
My nickname is Pollyanna, and the other one I probably couldn't repeat.
But she's that way all the time. And we have, the next episode or so, we're going to see Adriana and Eddie and these kind of folks. And they're going to talk about just part of the team. And you know, these guys have been there since they were like elementary school, practically. I mean,
we've been together. I'm one of the youngest here. I've been here 25 years.
Yeah.
So it's been very exciting to see a thought process that was written down in a notebook in 1976 of a medical dental facility where you could take care of someone's all their needs, where it would be not time consuming, that we would be respectful of their time, they would be respectful of our time. In other words, not showing up late. and just being able to really get to the optimal health. And we do that together.
Yeah, it's funny. I you see a doctor's appointments, and I'll set a doctor's appointment with some dermatologist, and they send me an email. Then they'll send me another email. Then they'll send me a text. Then they'll call me just to make sure I'm trying to get. I'm like, I mean, but you don't. You guys do, because all your people want to come see you.
Well, I appreciate that. We utilize text messaging with patients. With, you know, it's HIPAA certified, and it also allows them to send us a note or a letter or attach something through email, so that we're very aware of what's going on in their life. Because sometimes 25 minutes is not enough. Sometimes that person really needs 2 hours.
Right.
So that's where I encourage. I'm like, just write it down. It's okay. I'm that doctor that's going to take care of all the needs. Yeah. And so if I'm running a tad bit late, then everybody is notified quickly that when they need to reschedule or to take care of it, because we do take care of emergencies at times. And as much as we don't like emergencies, that's what we're built
for. Yeah, you don't have an off switch.
I like being on.
But I mean, you never.
If I'm not on, I'm asleep.
It's like, oh, the doctor's off out today because it says, you know, whatever. You're
life
always here.
Yeah.
You're always available. If you're not here, you're going to be on the phone.
I am.
You're going to be on you know, FaceTime. You're going to do whatever. And so.
Whatever it takes, I'm there. And a lot of patients will say, well, I didn't call you because you were on vacation. You know, every day's
true.
A vacation.
I've been
every
that
day's
way.
A vacation when you do what you love. So I don't mind the call. I don't mind the text. I do not mind the email. I appreciate it because that's somebody that I'm glad that I'm their person on their list, that when they need something, they have a problem, that they call me. And I think of
sure.
that very much as an honor. And everyone here at Meridian feels the same way.
You see a lot of that nowadays in medicine that you didn't before. Like, I had my knee replaced and the doctor goes, here's my cell phone. I really will answer it. And he does that for his patient. And you see a lot of that, whereas 20 years ago, it was like, no, not a chance. You
well,
call 20, my answering service.
20 years ago, we had pagers.
Yeah, but even then, it's still, but it's just a different thing. You know what I mean?
And if it's not personable, because, you know, the greatest gift you have is your health. You have one body, one mind, and one day we're not going to have it. You know, just having lost my father, and a lot of people have right. lost friends and family members to COVID. You know, we have to really appreciate the present. It truly is a present. It's a gift, and we have to enjoy it right now.
Okay. Now, we're going to talk in the next couple of weeks about the mouth and how it affects everything, and stress yes. and how it affects the mouth. And
right.
And it's all like tied together. And you know, Adriana and Eddie, you're going to come and talk about that. But it's just so important how it's crazy tied together. And you're the only place I know of that does this medical dental.
Well, we're here to take care of the whole person from head to toe. And when I always share with people, you know, when I'm talking to them, whether I'm doing video conferencing or they're across the office desk or across the table, mm-hmm. whatever it is, if their shoulders are up to their ears, you know, they're in chronic stress. If they're having headaches, migraines, they're in chronic stress. And if we can alleviate that stress, whether we use splint therapy, which from the dental world,
mm-hmm.
it's a clear aligner that we use. I'm wearing one right now. You could never tell because I wear
mine are right there in my bag. I just took them out just now.
Because you just ate something,
there
right?
You go. Mm-hmm.
So the only time I do is I take them out just to eat. And, you know, it's great from a weight management perspective, because I don't want to take them out to snack. So it works out really great. There's
yeah.
a lot of great needs for that, and it prevents my jaw from being worn down. And if we prevent the jaw from being worn down, we prevent bone loss in the future. So that way we can go to our
wait a
resting
minute.
How
does that
smile.
Relate? Come on.
How does that relate?
Okay, just
so think of it. If you were, you know, when you were a child, and kids always, especially boys, they kind of get at it with each other, and they might bite each other.
Yeah.
You know, that's 3,000 pounds of pressure that can
really?
Go into that bite. It's
I'm
a lot
try to find
of pressure.
My aligners here, guys.
It's a lot of pressure. And what happens with that is that if you are clenching and grinding, that clenching and grinding is putting a lot of pressure. And if you look on the top of your mouth, a lot of people have something that's called tori. And it looks like hills and valleys on the top of your palate. Sometimes if you go in and you get an x-ray, you find that the top of the palate is sensitive. That's probably because you have a tori. And it's because of so much pressure. Just think of a mountain being built. It was pressure from the earth that caused this mountain to come up from the inner part of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
That's the same thing. That's what causes the tori. It also causes bone loss. And that's when you know, if you're going and driving down California and they say, look for rock slides, it's the same thing as bone loss. And, you know, a rock slide can be devastating.
Yeah, kind of like biting your lip.
Well, that would be more like a rock roll.
I mean, there's nothing hurts more than that. It's terrible.
It's very uncomfortable. But when that happens, you have every tooth has roots, and those roots can get bent. And with enough pressure, you bend them enough, then you're going to end up with a root canal or an apicoectomy. We would like to avoid these types of procedures by sharing the education of doing something very simple early so that you will have a beautiful smile your entire life.
Yeah, what about the, no, I'm nobody asking you, but I mean, but people that have the different, the gold teeth and the, all the different.
You know, metal in your mouth. I love, thank you so much for asking for that.
Or because like silver fillings. Remember those days?
Some of the most dangerous things to have is silver has nickel in it. Most people are allergic to it and you're swallowing it every day, which toxifies your body. Oh. Then people who will have gold and silver, which is even more devastating because you actually have ions, a magnetic force that's pulling bacteria into the gum line. And you have to think about it. You know, if you have ever gone over a bridge while driving, mm-hmm. whether you're the one driving or you're a passenger, every bridge has these metal joints. Why? Because they contract and they expand, contract and expand. And that's what it's doing in your mouth. So every time it's doing that, it's packing bacteria. And we want to avoid that because that packed bacteria is what ends up in an abscess. It ends up in tooth loss. And I look in the world of medical dental is that a tooth loss is an amputation of a part of your body. Let's avoid that. That way you have an equilibrated bite. You have an equilibrated bite that's going to help preserve your neck, your spine, your entire body, because we can see disease in the mouth first. You know, we can actually see cancer, you know, very easily in saliva that we've seen with a lot of these oral tests that they look for at the dental offices. So it's just a lot that we can see, and that's why we're medical dental, so that we can take care of the whole body.
Well, you know, is that why whenever I go, because I've had a joint replacement or two, when I go there, I have to go to the dentist, they'll always say, be sure to take antibiotics.
Some antibiotics prior to. And, you know, that's for a lot of our patients who, you know, we take care of, you know, from 12, 13, 14-year-olds all the way up to people who are in their 90s. And, you know, if you have somebody who comes in and they're 75, 85 years old, you know, we want to preserve their smile. We don't want to be extracting something. We want to preserve it so, number one, that they can eat well, that they don't have to mash their foods. And number two is that by preserving their bone and preventing the bone loss, we're also preserving their quality of life with good nutrition.
Well, there you go. They always say, you know, you end this world with no teeth and we're using diapers, and they don't want to end that way, do you?
Correct. We want to have a beautiful smile.
Want to have a beautiful smile. Guys, if anybody has a question or any of these things we'd like to tackle, this lady here will be glad to answer any of your questions. Info at everydayhealthhacker.com is the magic number there, the magic address.
Absolutely. And if you have any questions, just give us a call here at Meridian Health Institute. We see patients from all over the world, and you can call us at 281-265-6565 or reach out to us on info at everydayhealthhackers or info at Meridian Health Institute. Everyone stay safe and blessed out there.
All right. That was fun today. On behalf of Dr. Lisa Liao, the great staff right at Meridian Medical Institute, our producer, Jack McCraw, and myself, it's a whole lot of people we have to thank. That's everybody here.
And we are very thankful.
I want to thank everybody for listening. We hope you subscribe and look for us on social media, as she did say, everydayhealthhacker.com. I'm Mike Herzing. Have a great week.
Have a blessed week. See you soon.